This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thursday, March 7th. It will be much cooler and rainy today in Dallas. Heavy thunderstorms are expected throughout the day with a high of 69 and the low will be 61. Here are today's headlines. In one of the more unlikely design stories of the past decade, Dallas has become a national model of urban park building. A group of significant new parks are in development in communities across the city, including the recently introduced Dallas Water Commons. Together, they just might nudge Dallas up the national rankings, and they will certainly make life more appealing for residents when they are complete. Projects such as Fair Park, which will offer the long-neglected surrounding community an accessible, attractive space for play and gathering. And with a budget of $80 million, the Los Angeles-based landscape architect firm Studio MLA is working toward a 2026 opening. The Cedars is a 17-acre park that will remediate about 650 million gallons of stormwater annually, putting it through a circuit of cleansing pools before it is pumped into the Trinity Floodway. The Deck Park over Interstate 35E will link Oak Cliff with the Dallas Zoo, serving long-neglected communities in southern Dallas. The Great Trinity Park, we've all been waiting for, was supposed to go between the levees. Last year, a new plan for the park put it mostly outside the levees in West Dallas. It will be an amenity-fueled park with playgrounds, water features, skating spaces, and event pavilions and cafes. The centerpiece will be a 1,000-foot reclaimed industrial shed running down the spine of its principal space. And less a park than a landscaped ribbon, the Loop Dallas is a 50-mile trail that fully circumnavigates the city, connecting neighborhood to neighborhood while providing commuting and recreational mobility. Already substantially built, the most recent link in the chain, the mile-long High Line Connector, opens this month, joining the Katy Trail to the Trinity Strand Trail through the Design District and Victory Park. It's scheduled to open in 2027. Next, residents of Floral Farms want the area rezoned to prevent future environmental injustices and create a community space. On Thursday, the City Plan Commission is expected to revise the zoning for Shingle Mountain, the 522-acre previously contaminated site, 5 years after the Southern Dallas neighborhood first requested an authorized hearing to rezone the area as an agricultural district and build a community gathering space and park. Marcia Jackson, the executive director of Southern Sector Rising, a community-led group that advocates against environmental, economic, and racial inequities in Dallas, said she'll be at Thursday's meeting to talk about what the neighborhood needs, adding that preventing batch factories from operating and eliminating light industrial zoning in the neighborhood is the fight being waged by the Southern Sector Rising and other environmentalists. Advocates who want a healthier future for the area said staff recommendations aligned with neighborhood goals and were a step in the right direction. In other news, workers across Dallas-Fort Worth are facing job cuts, with five local companies eliminating a combined 275 jobs as a result of its recent acquisition by ExxonMobil. Oil and gas producer Denbury Inc. notified the Texas Workforce Commission that 111 Plano employees would lose their jobs starting in May. The company, specializing in carbon capture, was purchased last November by Exxon for $4.9 billion as the energy giant looks to grow its solutions business. Through the consolidation, Exxon added more than 1,300 miles of pipeline in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, and that gave Exxon the largest carbon dioxide pipeline network in the U.S. and more than 40 races across Texas are going to a primary runoff election on May 28th. Texans who cast a ballot in Tuesday's Republican or Democratic primary must vote in that same party's runoff in May. Registered voters who did not participate in the primary can vote in either party's runoff. In primaries with three or more candidates, the top two finishers advance to a runoff if the leading candidate does not receive more than half of the votes cast. Across Texas, 28 Republican races and 16 Democratic contests are heading to a May runoff. Under state law, primaries are held on the first Tuesday in March of even-numbered years. Runoffs follow on the fourth Tuesday in May. The last day to register to vote in the 2024 runoff is April 29th. Early voting begins May 20th and ends May 24th. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.